Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL yesterday, the Flyers moved into a first-place tie with Washington in the Metropolitan Division, with the Penguins climbing within 3 points of the lead. The Caps lost the sole possession of their division lead with a 6-5 overtime loss to the Rangers, and the Flyers picked up their eighth straight win by skating over the Hurricanes 4-1. Also, the Penguins doubled up the Sabres 4-2, the Senators bested the Islanders 4-3, and the Bruins edged the Panthers in overtime 2-1. In the NBA, the 76ers downed the Kings 125-108. In men's college basketball, UConn defeated Houston 77-71. And in women's college basketball, Fairfield topped Siena 58-46. Marist routed Iona 59-47. And Syracuse knocked off Virginia 67-50. In MLB news, Red Sox ace Chris Sale has a flexor strain near his left elbow and will not be scheduled for Tommy John surgery. For now, the left-hander felt discomfort in his pitching elbow Monday, a day after throwing his first batting practice of spring training. With sales season in doubt, Boston has worked out a one-year, $600,000 guaranteed deal with right-hander Colin McHugh. In NFL news, police say Jets defensive lineman Quinnen Williams was arrested after trying to board a plane with a handgun at New York's LaGuardia Airport. Police say Williams had a permit in Alabama for the weapon. It was not immediately known whether it was loaded. This weekend in men's college hockey, Union College takes on Yale in the first round of the ECAC tournament. I'm Jesse King.